Dr. Greer and Hope for the Future. Dr. Greer, a former emergency room doctor, has been on the forefront of UFO investigations for years. He actually gave up his practice to follow his passion for UFOs and has become one of the top investigators and has been called to Washington and consulted with the powers there, so this proves how respected he is by many lawmakers. He started the Disclosure Project years ago and managed to get hundreds of witnesses from the military and industrial complex to testify, among others, about UFO sightings, government projects and other things related to UFOs, including reverse engineering and remote viewing. Over the years, I have gotten to respect his views and the information he has given out. He said he found out UFOs are alien, but there are also ones we have reverse engineered. I have talked to people over the years who said they witnessed reverse engineered UFOs, and this reverse engineering has been going on for decades. One of the witnesses was saying he feared for his life, and a little while later he was found dead and it was said he shot himself. It was a rather big story in the UFO community at the time. Dr. Greer has really stuck his neck out over the years, and that took tremendous courage. Being a UFO investigator and knowing too much is not the safest thing in the world. I applaud the courage these people have. I could be wrong, but things seem to be a little safer for them lately. On the other hand, Dr. Greer said lives are being threatened in certain areas. The whistleblowers seem to be harassed at times, but I don't think they have their lives in danger. Dr. Greer has said the biggest security challenge Trump is going to face is the illegal black budget projects. I don't know if this is the gravest problem, because of the border problem, but it will be a big problem, no doubt. One of the things Dr. Greer said about the hearings on UFOs resounded with me. He said he has been giving data on UFOs to one of the witnesses who was present before Congress, and yet when that unnamed person was asked about UFO information, he denied having any more information. Dr. Greer insists that one of the most famous witnesses, who was the former head of an agency, is just a disinformation specialist. He also called the last hearing a nothing burger, meaning nothing useful came from it. What I thought was very interesting was the claim Dr. Greer made. He said he has amassed info and witnesses for decades, and he has the names and info on at least 160 witnesses who have more info to give than the ones before Congress. It seems to me, since their names are available on Dr. Greer's site, these witnesses should be contacted by Congress. Dr. Greer has hoped the new president, Trump, will be a lot more amenable to a briefing report he is going to submit to him on the UFO problem. This is not the first time the good doctor has made contact with the former president, but I believe Trump would let us know a lot more about UFOs than any other president did. Of course, that is dependent on the fact he can get the information himself, which will no doubt be the hardest and most dangerous to acquire even for him. One of the things Dr. Greer has said is the secret black UFO programs have been going on for 65 years without government supervision. I had heard that many of these black programs, if not all, can take money from other government agencies without permission. If this is true, they have unlimited funding. I have to wonder what will happen when Musk and Ramaswamy start to probe agencies to see where they can cut funds and come across these programs. These programs must be cash cows for private contractors who seem to have no oversight by Congress, or the President, on the funds spent. Dr. Greer has said many times the alien UFOs are not a danger. He has also said if the information is ever released, we will have free energy and poverty will end, because these things are here now, but being kept from us. If this is true, I am sure these companies and their cronies will do everything they can to prevent this from happening. Can you imagine Big Oil going down without a fight? Dr. Greer has said there are defectors at some of these black sites and he is trying to get more. The power aspect of these craft could be used in powering homes and maybe different forms of transportation. The power is said to be drawn from space and is called zero-point power and is always available for use if one knows how to tap into it. Years ago, I was in contact with a Canadian inventor who was able to do this, but not reliably ever time. The Department of Defense is said to have failed 7 audits, and I hear it said that is every audit they had. One of the 9/11 conspiracy theories after the Pentagon was hit had to do with the computers which kept all the expenditures being wiped out. It was said by some this was done on purpose. If this were ever found out to be true, it certainly would have been a criminal act. I believe we have reached the point where if we follow the news, we can see much more attention is being paid to UFOs lately. Stories about them are appearing in media when a few years ago we would only find stories about them in a supermarket tabloid. Congress has taken an interest in UFOs and has been conducting hearings on the subject, but unfortunately, they have neither the staff or ability to get into the subject in a meaningful way. When Dr. Greer was asked if Musk and Ramaswamy would find out about these black budgets, he said they are hidden too well for them to discover them. I thought from the way he was talking, we would need a special department to be created which had powers to be able to crack these programs. We know they are so compartmentalized, only a few people know the true nature of the programs. There was even a story which stated a false flag operation was going to be conducted to make us think aliens were attacking to try and promote one world government.